only $19.95.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And vacation you forgets all your worries. Vacation you doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But regular you knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because vacation you doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation you and regular you really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Maryland State Police have identified one of two people killed in a Friday morning crash in Carroll County. 25-year-old Nicholas Standiford of Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident on the Hampstead Bypass. The second victim died at Carroll Hospital Center, but their name has not been released. Three other people were taken to shock trauma in Baltimore. The three-vehicle crash happened when a pickup crossed into oncoming traffic and struck a dump truck that crashed into another pickup. The state police crash team is leading the active and ongoing investigation. And a man is injured following a Sunday afternoon shooting in southwest Baltimore. Police were called to the 1900 block of Christian Street at around 12:30 p.m. And when they arrived, they found the 25-year-old suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A disappointing end to a winnable series.
Here, bottom of the eighth inning, Max Muncy leads off.
And launches one deep to left. You can kiss that ball. Goodbye.
Call courtesy of A's TV in Sacramento. Muncy's solo shot was the nail in the coffin as the Birds dropped 2-3 to the Athletics. 5-1 the final yesterday, concluding what was otherwise a successful 4-2 road trip. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked if he thought the O's performance yesterday was just a flat performance at the end of a road trip.
No, to me, that's not the story. The story is just left-handed pitching again, right? Like, left-handed pitching got us. We got to figure it out.
The Orioles are now 3-12 against lefty starters this season, 23-26 in all other games. The NASCAR Cup Series now has two drivers with three wins, Kyle Larson, and now...
Here comes Denny Hamlin, third win of the year, going to come at Michigan, number 11 delivers.
Call on Prime, Joe Gibbs Racing, Denny Hamlin takes the Firekeepers Casino 400 after a late battle with William Byron at the Michigan International Speedway. Coming up in 30 minutes, John Gruden loves the Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports.
At 9:06, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. After a mild and muggy start to your Monday morning, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. High temps today will mainly be in the low to mid 80s. We'll track some showers late Monday evening and into Tuesday, and then we'll start drying out later this week. Those temperatures really heating up back to more of that summertime feel around the Baltimore region. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. For Talk Radio, Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 68 degrees in Westminster, 71 in Easton, and 68 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday to all of you. Very happy to be back. What did I have? Two days off. Thursday and Friday. Happy to be back here in Maryland. I had a good time, by the way, in Greensboro, North Carolina. It was all work-related, but... But I had a great time. It's always good seeing fellow Republicans across the country and those that are trying really hard to flip seats. And it's not easy, as we know here in the state of Maryland. So whenever there is a blue state or a blue district, and if they give me a call, I'm headed out my way because I know just how difficult it is. And I will say that the North Carolina GOP, they do have some flippable seats. I think one on the congressional level and then two within the state house there. And then, of course, there's some other little smaller seats like local jurisdictions like city or county council that they're working on as well. But I was surprised. I just bring this up because I was surprised to hear about so many, I guess you could say, in the Hispanic community that has moved to North Carolina. Apparently, their numbers have been doubling every single year when it comes to whether they're Hispanic immigrants, whether they are illegal immigrants, or those that, you know, born here in America. Apparently, it's just becoming a very large hotspot for the Hispanic community. So they've got all these groups now on the ground, all these organizations. And my friend Sandy Moyer, who ran for school board, who invited me down for that North Carolina GOP convention this past weekend, she is the head of one of those Hispanic caucuses. And they really are doing a great job at flipping those votes. So I was happy to see that. Also, of course, when I go to other states, I try to take back, you know, some of the things that I've learned that works in those states. So I'm glad to have seen so much because I do. I learn every time I go. So obviously, in my absence, there was a lot of news. There was a ton of news. Elon Musk, President Trump, Simone Biles versus Riley Gaines. And of course, the dumpster fire in Los Angeles. Now, we were just talking about fires in Los Angeles because Mayor Karen Bass and friends had the wildfires, and we learned so much at that time. Karen Bass, of course, she wasn't actually in town, even though before she left town, she had many people on her staff tell her, look, you probably shouldn't leave to go to Africa right now because there's a lot of strong winds on its way, and some people are predicting forest fires. Well, she just said, you know, the hell with it. I'm going to Africa because when do I really get to go unless it's on, you know, taxpayer dime? I don't want to pay for it myself. So she goes out to Africa. And of course, you know, the reporters were lighting her up. And it was nice to see how she stood there quartered. I think she was on, was she in like a vestibule? It was like she was trying to get on the plane, but I guess she had to wait, or was she trying to deboard? I don't know what it was, but it was hilarious because she stood there silently. She knew she couldn't say anything because then she would obviously implicate herself as the person that was supposed to be the leader of the city, right? But we learned so much, and I think a lot of what we learned, honestly, comes down to the fact that there really truly isn't much leadership in Los Angeles, especially under Mayor Karen Bass. And I even said before, you know, she was a legislator on Capitol Hill prior to that. And I mentioned that it is very difficult, I believe, just kind of watching from the outside looking in. It is very difficult for these legislators to then get into these executive roles, because I think they still treat it as legislative roles, you know? We see on Capitol Hill all the time, they're always on vacation. Always on vacation. I got a text the other day from Congressman Wesley Hunt. He goes, Kim, when are you coming down to D.C.? We all got to go to dinner. We got to do this. We got to do that. And he's saying all this stuff because he knows they're only going to be in town for like 2 weeks. And then they're back on vacation. Like, that's how their schedule works. And again, this is why I was laughing hysterically at the fact that some of the women on Capitol Hill wanted maternity leave. Like, you're never even there. I know this for a fact. Every time I call or I go down, I'm like, hey, do you want to, you know, get a bite to eat? Do you want to get some coffee? No one's ever there, right? And then they only have a four-day work week. They all leave Thursday night. Nobody's there on a Friday. And they all go back to their districts. They'll go back home. So I say all this to say they have like this, and I'm not saying that they don't have a good work ethic. I'm not saying that because individually, who knows, right? Individually, who knows? But for the most part, when it comes to working in government, if they start out as these legislators, you can tell that it's like, you know, even here in Maryland, what did the delegation want, Brian, the producer? What did they want, a three-day work week or something? And you're like, dude, the session itself is 180 days. You wanted a three-day work week with a 180-day session? See, it's like they're real lazy, a lot of them, especially the Democrat Party, I will say. And so now you've got this, you know, Karen Bass, you've got her in this position of this major city where there's a ton going on. And I don't think she can handle it. I think she's completely overwhelmed. She's out of her league. I didn't think that she was that great of a legislator. If you remember Karen Bass, she's the one that was also talking about reparations on Capitol Hill. And that's what kind of sparked this entire conversation where I had to go, you know, and do Fox News hits and explain to people that that could never happen. Okay, you cannot trace back, you know, slavery or slave ownership for more than 5% of the population here in this country. And beyond that, we don't have a single slave here to repay, you know? So anyways, Karen Bass, overwhelmed, not up for the job. You got Gavin Newsom. He's as pretty as he wants to be. I'm never going to take that away from him. Gavin Newsom, that's a good-looking guy right there. That's a good-looking guy, but that's about it, right? He does kind of remind me of Wesley Hunt. Oh, not Wesley Hunt. Wes Moore. He kind of reminds me of Wes Moore because it's like they've got this presence. You know, when they talk, people listen. They're tall, handsome, you know, very good, you know, articulate public speakers. Gavin, not as good as Wes, but he's still decent. And so, you know, you've got these show ponies in these positions. Again, executive positions, you need somewhat of a workhorse. You're an executive. You got a lot to do. And so here again, we're talking about Los Angeles because illegal immigration is out of control there, as we all knew. But you have, you know, DHS and the Trump administration doing their job, which they were elected to do, which is to go after the illegal immigrants. Well, that's what they've been doing. And apparently in Los Angeles, you've got people, especially those even in office, they want to take the side of the illegal immigrants. And I can't tell you how many times I saw, whether it was on CNN or MSNBC or even post online, for so many Democrats that were saying, well, being here illegally isn't a crime. If it isn't a crime, then why do we call it illegal? I mean, it's a crime. It's a crime. But there are so many people that are conditioned to think that crossing our border illegally isn't a bad thing. And it's like, you know, look, it is. Whether you want to face it or not. I know Representative Jasmine Crockett on Capitol Hill, she said something similar. I don't know where you guys get this talking point. I don't know if the DNC just sends it out in an email that you guys regurgitate it, but they are actually criminals. Well, anyways, if you could imagine, it is like a dumpster fire in Los Angeles. You've got President Trump that sent it in the National Guard. He wanted to protect the federal assets, federal buildings. You've got cop cars on fire. You've got people waving all these flags, whether it's the Mexican flag or Honduras. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, well, if you love these countries so much, go to them. Like, what? You don't have to stay here. And that's another piece of this. You don't have to, nobody's requiring you to stay in America if you don't like it. Same to those that are always talking about Gaza and the Palestinians. Just, okay, well, go. Go ahead. You don't have to stay here. No one is saying that you have to stay. So anyways, now it's all that's gone down. It's been really crazy. The audio file I have, this was just so you know, it was from last night. I do know that there's more that has happened in the past, I would say, 12 hours or so. But it seems pretty current. Take a listen.
Put an end to these migrant riots. Order will be restored, the president writing. The illegals will be expelled and Los Angeles will be set free. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So obviously some provocation here from the president in several facets. As we see, here we go. Those demonstrators are making their way down the ramp and onto the 101 freeway. This is, I think, a concern that we had seen a little earlier. The freeway had been shut down by law enforcement, and it is now being shut down by the other side. Demonstrators are on the surface of the southbound 101 freeway and blocking traffic.
Go ahead, Bruce. What I was going to say is, look at the drain on the law enforcement resources. CHP has maybe three or four vehicles with personnel. Now they're going to have to call the troops in from all the outlying areas and maybe even Orange County, Kern County, wherever they have other officers.
All right. So if you've seen any of the videos in Los Angeles, it's crazy. It's mayhem. Okay. It looks similar to what Baltimore City looked like in 2015, where you had people come into town. And I think there are paid agitators there in LA too. I don't think that's just Los Angeles standing up. I don't think so. I think they're sending people in and they're paying for it. And I feel as though this happens every time, every single time Democrats lose control of the White House. This is how they react. This is how they react. It's like, you know, it's clockwork for them. Now, just so you know, this is what Mayor Karen Bass, this is her statement. She says this morning, and she wrote this on June 6th. Like I said, I haven't been here, so I apologize for some of the older responses. But this is what's her response that she put out on social media. She said, this morning we received reports of federal immigration enforcement actions in multiple locations in Los Angeles. As mayor of a proud city of immigrants, craziness, she says, who contribute to our city in so many ways, I am deeply angered by what has taken place. You see how she says immigrants, as if, you know, to leave the legal part out. This is the word games that they play. She goes on to say, these tactics sow terror in our communities and disrupt basic principles of safety in our city. She says, my office is in close coordination with immigrant rights community organizations. We will not stand for this. And of course, they're going to get a ton of money, right? They're looking with their hand out there in Los Angeles. Here's another piece of this. And if you want to weigh in on this topic, you can. 410-410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Another piece of this is the fact that you've got Los Angeles that is still trying to take in federal dollars from the Los Angeles fires that happened not too long ago. You have other situations where we saw, even with USAID, we saw so many of these cities like LA receiving money for illegal immigrants. Here's my deal, and here's my question for you, right? Because now everybody's mad that President Trump sent to the National Guard to protect the federal buildings. Do you think that he should do more? Do you think that he should do more? Do you think that we should continue to send federal dollars to Los Angeles or even California at this point? Do you think that's okay? Because I'm at the position now where I'm like, you know what? Don't answer the phone. Don't answer the phone. Kamala Harris, she put out a statement. I'll get to that as well. But the poll question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you agree with Trump sending in the National Guard to protect federal assets? Yes or no? Go ahead and cast your vote on that one. You know, I won't tell you exactly where I stand until we have this conversation. But again, if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. All right, it is 920. Actually, it was 921. We got to get to our friend here, Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. Tim, we've got a lot going on these days. I'm hoping you can give us a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's always good is that, I guess they always say is that it's darkest often right before dawn, Kim,
true,
right?
True.
So here we are Monday, June 9th, another edition of the Morning Market Flash. Hopefully, by the way, I know we all had a rainy weekend, Kim, right? So hopefully we can always try to extract the positive, right, out of maybe some of the doom and gloom scenarios, whether it's weather, whether it's the economy, the stock market. There's always things we can kind of point the finger at. But one of the things that's good to say, I guess, here this morning, stocks were higher, at least on my end, right, my perspective, Kim, with the economy. Stocks were higher for a second straight week. Last week on Friday, S&P finishing over 6,000 points for the first time since February 21st. It's now 3% away, Kim, from its record high, which is really incredible. I mean, when you look at the markets where we were back in late March, early April, here's a statistic for your listeners, Kim. The S&P 500 on Friday, I just mentioned a moment ago, finishing above 6,000. that level for the first time since February 21st. Well, guess what? The S&P 500 is now 20% above the April 8th post-Liberation Day low. So we go back to April 8th till Friday of last week, okay, and the S&P has increased or rallied 20% in such a short time period. And again, we're still 3% away from that February record close. And, you know, last week we had a lot of different sectors, which was very interesting, that were kind of adding in or part of that rally that we saw last week as far as outperforming. We had semiconductor stocks, information technology, we had airlines, credit cards, the cruise line stocks, even some other areas, small caps overall, and even some in the retail space were among the better performers last week. We actually had Tesla last Friday bouncing back after that tumultuous day during that back and forth tirade between Elon Musk and President Trump last week. Tesla took a big hit, then it rallied back, of course, on Friday a little bit. So that was positive to see. I mean, overall, right now here this morning, though, U.S. equity futures are little changed. To be specific, Kim, for your listeners, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 44 points, S&P's up 9 points, and the NASDAQ, which is a heavily technology-based index, up 23 points. So good news is all three indexes pre-market here this Monday morning are in positive territory. Right now, I think we're waiting to see how the talks are going to be between China and the U.S. trade officials holding these talks, of course, in London. I think things look to be overall pretty constructive here thus far. We're going to have plenty of opportunities this week either to reinforce or maybe undermine the overall stock market's confidence. We have inflation data is expected, Kim, to be a key topic here later in the week. And then, of course, we have the CPI, Consumer Price Index, is due out on Wednesday. So there we have it, Kim, for the Morning Market Flash. I'll look forward to rejoining you all on Wednesday morning. Have a great day.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Vinny, I'm checking out your VinnySteele.com website, and I got to say, I love that it's so easy to navigate.
Thanks, Sean. I really try to make it easy for everybody who needs to buy, sell, get multiple cash offers, or they just want to reach out to me directly with any questions they may have.
So what's the most asked question you get these days?
You know, Sean, I would say probably questions about my guaranteed sale program and how much money a seller can get for their home in today's market.
Well, you are famous for your Home Sold Guarantee or Will Buy It offer, but you have other great programs and services here, right?
Absolutely. Sellers want the most money and certainty, and I make it easy with my guaranteed sale program, my exclusive multiple cash offer platform, and buy before you sell programs, all online.
So if you're in the market to sell your home this summer, do what I did. Check out VinnySteele.com and then call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 and then start packing.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by the store nearest you.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We're talking about the dumpster fire in Los Angeles. As taxpayers, I know we're all just kind of watching and thinking, what is going on? You got so many people online weighing in. Even Scott Jennings, who's usually on CNN, he was talking to Abby Phillips on, I guess that was, June 7th. And he said that, you know, at one point in time, President Trump did warn California to even put an end to the anti-Semitism and the extremism on college campuses. And he also told them to get boys out of girls' sports. They ignored him on those fronts. Now they're ignoring him when it comes to illegal immigration. And so Scott Jennings says that I actually support President Trump sending the National Guard out there to restore order. Now, I don't know how much restoring of order they have already started. I know that they are near the federal buildings there, and I'm talking about the National Guard. That's also the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. This is pretty split, by the way. I'm going to go to the phone lines here in a second. The question is, do you agree with Trump sending in National Guard to protect federal assets? 51% of you say yes, 49% of you say no. And I figured that this was going to be close because a lot of people are against the federal government coming in and kind of taking over with these state issues. And, you know, as Republicans, we are not for big government. And if the state can't handle it, I guess there are some people saying, but they're getting so much, you know, federal dollars. And I would say there, cut them off. Cut that off. I got Tom in Owings Mills. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, and addressing the controversy going on in California, and specifically the locus of the City of Bad Angels, let us not fall for the obvious red herring that Senator Ron Paul would take us down. Let us not discuss the post-Civil War history of the Supreme Court, specifically the 1867 decision of In re McCardle, which announced the doctrine of posse comitatus, which briefly means the police cannot operate, the military cannot operate as police inside America unless the president declares an insurrection, in which case the military are not acting as police, but they are on a war footing and acting in their traditional role. But let's not discuss any of that, because that just roils things further. Let's get down to the brass tacks of the talks going on in London to resolve the trade war. Undoubtedly, Chairman Xi, knowing that he would be soon negotiating with the master of the art of the deal, sent the following emergency telex via the dark web to one Gavin Newsom. Dear Mr. Newsom, regarding Operation Modus Vivendi, as you know, I will presently be negotiating with your president. In this game of nerves, I will need several bargaining chips to play. One of those chips has to be that I have a local dog in the fight in America. I choose Califalia, and necessarily you will be that dog. I do not expect you to insurrect long enough that Pam Bundy and Cash Patel will put a noose around your neck. But if you stir things up for the pendency of the negotiations, I will make sure that Nancy Pelosi smuggles you out of San Francisco Harbor through the Panama Canal, and you will find a home deep in the jungles of Belize, where you will be fanned by lovely native girls, lovely native boys, or lovely transgender people as you choose.
Well, Tom, I love it.
Then be able to address.
Tom, I'm running out of time here. I love it. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. We'll discuss when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It was a weekend of chaos in L.A. as rioters face off against police and National Guardsmen in Los Angeles. The violence broke out after ICE agents enforcing federal immigration law conducted a series of raids. Cars were overturned and set on fire, major thoroughfares blocked. There was looting, rocks, bottles, other objects hurled at officers. President Trump is defending his deployment of the National Guard. Downtown Los Angeles declared an unlawful assembly area by police. Ukraine says Russia launched 479 drones overnight, said to be the largest nighttime drone attack of the three-year war. High-level U.S.-China trade talks underway in London this morning, the two sides looking to settle their tariff and trade standoff. On Wall Street, just ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures were up 16 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Jesus said we would always have trouble in this world, and we have ever since sin entered the Garden of Eden. Trouble has come in many forms and fashion. There have been wars between countries. There has been genocide within countries. Entire populations and civilizations have been destroyed. Ever hear of the Sumerians or the Nox? Didn't think so. How about the Seleucids or the Songhais? You get my point. Entire people groups wiped out by war and conquest. And what the wars missed, pestilence and disease took care of. The Black Plague, the Spanish Flu, the Wuhan virus from China. These are all major troubles that affect millions. Of course, we all have our own individual personal battles that can be very troublesome. The point is, for those of us who believe in Christ, we have a great future. Our reward is in heaven above. Are you tired of the world's troubles? Turn to Jesus. He will give you rest. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the O's woes continued yesterday in Sacramento against left-handed pitching. Birds falling 5-1 to a pair of southpaws, Jacob Lopez and Sean Newcomb, who combined to toss 7 innings of one-run ball in a 5-1 win over the Birds. Manager Mancelino talking about it in the postgame.
It's just another game, you know, that we've seen where, you know, left-handed pitching that beat us up or shouldn't beat us up, did beat us up, and we got to be better.
Baltimore now falling to 3-12 this year against southpaw starters. Ravens back at it this week for week 3 of OTA. Super Bowl winning coach John Gruden at camp last week liked what he saw.
Well, it's not to like. I mean, a balanced offense. You have the great player, quarterback, great tailback. The offensive line is settled in. Multiple weapons at tight ends. Zay Flowers is healthy. I mean, I love their offense. And defensively, second year of Zach Orr's system, I think, is going to pay huge dividends.
Coming up in 30 minutes, the NFL's most high-profile side hustle is now official. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. After a mild and muggy start to your Monday morning, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. High temps today will mainly be in the low to mid 80s. We'll track some showers late Monday evening and into Tuesday, and then we'll start drying out later this week. Those temperatures really heating up back to more of that summertime feel around the Baltimore region. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $40 on any repair of $150 or more. Only at AAA Tire and Auto Service. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through June 30th. See store for details.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Wondering what a personal message with your credit card number has in common with way too many pictures of your dog? Well, they're both private, because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them, not even them. WhatsApp, message privately with everyone.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're talking about what's going on in Los Angeles. And like I said, I knew that this was going to be split as far as President Trump sitting in the National Guard. And that is the question of the day at WCBM.com. Let me refresh this here. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you agree with Trump sending in the National Guard to protect federal assets? 61% of you say yes. 39% of you say no. Again, if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Todd in Street, Maryland says, Kim, why are they burning an American flag and holding a Mexican flag? Aren't they supposed to be burning their own country flag? Todd, it is very confusing, just to say, because if your whole argument is here, and I'm guessing this is the argument of the protesters there, the whole argument is that illegal immigrants should have the right to stay even if they're here illegally, and they believe that it's not really a crime. And, you know, I would think that you would love for them to stay because you love America and what's that, and what this country brings, right? It's like, you know, law and order, obviously better education system, career opportunities, all these things that you might not have in these other countries. But yeah, so now they're saying, oh, we love this other country. But it's like, okay, well, then go. That's the part that is extremely confusing. If you love Honduras so much and you're willing to wave the flag on top of a police car as it's burning, which I have seen footage of that, by the way. If you love Honduras so much to do that, why not just go? It doesn't, Todd, make any sense. It doesn't. I've got, Terrell and Owings Mills. Good morning, Terrell. How are you?
Okay, fine. Kim, I think Donald Trump ought to go ask Obama how he did it. Obama was known as the deporter in chief, okay? And secondly, Kim, if he could have did something, but he wants to do everything by executive order. He had an immigration bill. He had an immigration bill, Kim, and he told Mikey, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, don't pass it because it might help Joe Biden. You know, he could have, because we need an immigration bill, Kim, first of all. And what he's doing in Los Angeles, Governor Newsom said what he's doing is illegal. Kim, I'm 70 years old, okay? I remember the National Guard when they were in Emerson Village, Kim, you know? And I remember that a governor has to approve whether he wants National Guard. That's been the norm forever. So why is Donald Trump going to try to do everything? Kim, you had a question on your radio show. Does Donald Trump know what he's doing? Kim, I would like to say, how about no? He don't know what he's doing, Kim. He don't know what he's doing about Iran. Because we had an Iranian deal, and guess what? His first secretary.
All right, let's try to stay on topic just a little bit here.
Oh, okay,
Terrell.
Okay,
so
I can't venture out like other people. Okay.
No, I don't know many people that venture out. We usually try to stay on topic. If they do, we'll talk a little bit about the National Guard. We do remember and recall in Baltimore in 2015, Obama did send the National Guard in to protect federal buildings. So this has been done before. Now, I would give to your point on whether or not Governor Larry Hogan said yes, send them in, or whether or not at that point you had Stephanie Rawlings Blake. I don't know what her conversation was with Obama at that time. Don't know. But it has been done before, right, where you send a National Guard to protect federal assets. I will go further on to say this about, you know, just what we're witnessing here. When you're talking about federal money going into somewhere like Los Angeles, and they're still begging for money since the fires, you know, at some point in time, I would think that somebody would have to stand up in a leadership position and say, you know what, let's try to minimize this damage so we don't end up paying more out of pocket. I don't think that that's unreasonable.
Well, Kim, like you said, like I told you just now, Obama had a solution. He was known as the deporter-in-chief. There was no rioting. Wait.
There's lots of rioting that happened here in Baltimore. We could say this for a fact. There are still businesses that haven't put their lives back together yet, Terrell.
Say what now?
Businesses in 2015, there are still businesses that haven't reopened because of all the rioting and the looters here in Baltimore.
Kim, I'm only telling you what Obama did, okay?
So Obama didn't have the solution because obviously we still had the looters and the rioters.
Kim, he was successful at what he did.
What did he do?
The Hispanic people called him the deporter-in-chief. He got him back home. He got him out of the country, which is what Donald Trump is trying to do, right, Kim?
I guess, yes. Yeah. So he's similar to Obama. Okay. What's the problem?
What do you mean, what's the problem? The problem is Donald Trump is sending in the National Guard, and now they're over there burning trucks. Just like Gavin Newsom.
But that's what I'm saying. Obama did the same thing in 2015 here in Baltimore. So it's the same exact thing.
Obama did his job.
But it's the same exact thing that Trump is doing now in Los Angeles. When it comes to the federal buildings, that's why they have the National Guard there now, just like Obama did here in 2015 in the Baltimore region. And I don't think that's wrong when you're considering taxpayer dollars. I will also say this, Terrell. If it was so illegal, there would have been a judge that would have already been stood up and said something about this. Here we are Monday morning going on 10 a.m., and we still have not heard from a judge. So I'm not buying that, you know, first you had Obama that did the same thing, Trump's doing the same thing, and there isn't a judge saying anything about it.
Kim, I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump don't want no immigration bill. You know why? You know why, Kim? Because he thinks it's helping him. That's why.
I don't think that's anything to do with anything, Terrell.
We don't want no immigration bill because
the immigration bill that you talked about before sent money to both Ukraine and Israel, and there were a lot of people that didn't like that. And I will also say this, Terrell, when you're looking at the polling numbers, more people in this country wanted illegal immigrants, whether or not they committed crimes or not, they want them deported.
Well, Kim, Obama deported them.
And so was Trump.
Where? He's not doing it the legal way.
So why is it any different than Obama's way if it's the same thing?
Wait a minute, Kim. Why is he all of a sudden bringing Garcia back on? Because he knew he broke the law.
Well, no, we'll talk about that, Garcia is now in a world of trouble. All right, Terrell, I appreciate you calling in, as I always do. I'm going to let somebody else get on the line here. But, you know, to say that this is wrong in some way, Obama did it in 2015. We watched it live here in Baltimore. I got Stephen in White Marsh. Stephen, how do you feel about the National Guard going into Los Angeles?
Yes, hi, Kim. Absolutely. It is justified. And as you mentioned earlier, to protect the federal buildings now, as I was saying to Brian, as he was screening the call, I said, I wouldn't use, I know they were used in 1992. However, I would use the 1969 example when Ronald Reagan took control of Berkeley College. That's the values that we need to get back to and show that, you know, what we need to do to take control of the country. So I think everything is justified, and Donald Trump needs to push forward with this, and folks need to understand that's why we're in the predicament we're in, because of we lost those values that we had back then when Ronald Reagan was in charge of California. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. And I think there's a lot of people that agree with Stephen on that one. Now, Stephen Miller, advisor to President Trump, he posted on June 7th, "We will take back America." Believe it or not, over 6.5 million. That was just on X alone. Views, over 105,000 likes. There are about 10,000 comments, so he was not ratioed on that. Well, the White House put out an American flag on June 7th, law and order. And again, this is what most people voted for. They wanted President Trump and the Republican Party to do something about illegal immigration. And this isn't just affecting certain groups. This is affecting everyone. I mean, just the crimes alone, I think, has put people to the point where they're like, all right, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I'm not even just talking about the murders. I'm talking about all the sexual assault. I mean, every other day we're hearing about illegal immigrant, whether it's the drunk driving, crashing, cars and collisions, multi-car collisions. There's always something going on. Now, you could sit there and say, okay, Americans do the same thing. Sure, but this is their home country. This is where we're supposed to be. And we do have that rule of law. And like I said to Terrell, we are going to get into the Kilmar Abrego Garcia here. And you know what? We can do it right now, actually. We can do it now. Because Kilmar Abrego Garcia, our so-called Maryland man, he is back. He is back. And what's interesting about this is that he's not back in Maryland. He's back in Tennessee. And so this is one of those situations where I say, be careful what you wish for. And I've said this since day one, if you recall. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, we did not hear from him at all. We did not hear from him. We heard from his wife. We heard from, I think, at one point in time, his lawyer did speak. We heard from, you know, Senator Chris Van Hollen. We heard from Glenn Ivey. We heard from all these other people that were basically speaking for Kilmar. And I always thought to myself, are they doing what Kilmar actually wants him to do? Because in my view, I think Kilmar Abrego Garcia is absolutely well aware of the crimes that he has committed in the past. I think he's very well aware that he has ties to MS-13. I think he was very well aware that he had those charges against him by his wife when it comes to domestic violence. I think he was very well aware of all of these things. I never once got the feeling that Kilmar Abrego Garcia was like, hey, guys, come rescue me. I never once got that feeling. When we talked about his wife, she was up at the podium, right? You know, this was when Senator Chris Van Hollen, right when he went down to have, you know, margaritas with him in El Salvador. You know, she came to the podium and we talked about the fact that she had to read that script word for word. She never looked up at the crowd once. There wasn't a tear in her eye. she seemed very, you know, there wasn't really like this compassionate, you know, speech where it was kind of like, oh my gosh, my kids missed their dad. I miss my husband. That never happened. She was reading off of this notepad, you know, like she's talking about, you know, her neighbor down the street. And so I always wondered, did he really want to come home? Now, he's being accused at this point in time of smuggling guns and drugs in Tennessee. Again, be careful what you wish for. Take a listen.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the illegal immigrant deported from Maryland to El Salvador, is back in the United States on U.S. soil to face federal charges. His case captured national attention, with Democrats fighting for his return, while the Trump administration says he's a criminal with ties to the MS-13 gang.
These facts demonstrate Abrego Garcia is a danger to our community.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Kai Jackson. Abrego Garcia appeared in court for an arraignment hearing today, but we are told an interpreter hasn't explained the indictment to him, so the court postponed his arraignment until next week. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi held a news conference and thanked El Salvador's president for agreeing to return Abrego Garcia to face charges. A Tennessee grand jury indicted Abrego Garcia on charges of human smuggling. According to Bondi, alleged co-conspirators say Abrego Garcia also abused women and children and played a role in the murder of a rival gang member's mother. Abrego Garcia is only facing charges for smuggling. The grand jury found evidence he helped traffic violent MS-13 gang members, drugs, and firearms across borders.
He made over 100 trips, the grand jury found, smuggling people throughout our country. MS-13 members, violent gang, terrorist organization members throughout our country.
All right. So again, allegedly, still got to say allegedly here, 100 plus times used as a mule, because that's usually what that's called, a mule for drugs and for people. They did also mention that there's possibly minors involved, allegedly. Okay, so this is not, you know, President Trump, remember he was kind of like, they want to bring him home. He's a bad, bad guy. Like, I really did believe him. I believed him. I believed that this guy was no good. And so when we started seeing the pictures of his knuckles, Kilmar Abrego Garcia's knuckles, and it clearly spelled out MS-13, I thought, you know, Democrats, if they have half a brain, they will throw this story to the wind and run like, you know what? They didn't do it. They decided to double down on it. And then you had all these Democrats that then were taking all these trips to El Salvador. And it's kind of like, dude, what are you thinking right now? What are you thinking? The Democrat Party, let's just think about this real quick. They want to protect illegal immigrants, right? Those that do not have birth certificates. Many of those are not contributing members to society. Many of those are dependent on the federal government and your tax dollars. That's who they support. They also support biological men and female sports. We're actually going to get into that because of Simone Biles. They also support, what are some of the things? It's like all these other things, like sexually explicit books in schools, the drag queen story time, like all this other stuff. And it's like, is this really what Democrat voters want? Like I can't relate because I'm not a Democrat, okay? But I have friends and family members that are Democrats. Like, right now, where can you say the Democrat Party actually is on all this? Because as of right now, they're supporting these very small groups, right? I mean, the trans community is what, 4% of the population, if that? The illegal immigrants shouldn't even be here. Can't tell you how many there are, but it can't be more than 10% of the population. I mean, it's like, who do you support? The criminals? Like, when you think about here in Maryland, the juvenile justice system, which we really don't have, right? It's like, it's justice for the juveniles that are criminals, I guess. But it's like, you've got Westmore and Vincent Schiraldi and all these people that think that they should just, you know, the juveniles should just be out free, roaming around, even on ankle monitoring bracelets and, you know, committing crimes. It is what it is to them. And so I do ask that. If you're a Democrat, I know that, you know, the Republican Party isn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But when you're looking at both parties, at least the Republican Party's like, all right, let's put America first. All right, let's get a control of the economy, the inflation. Let's be more energy independent, which I guess they wish they were here in Maryland, but can't get it together. So it's just kind of like, okay, at least you see the light at the end of the tunnel if you're in the Republican Party. What do you see in the Democrat Party? Like, what is your tunnel vision like? I can't get the perspective. I can't see it. I can't see it. Because if your entire party platform is about supporting criminals, you're going to lose again and again and again and again. And I guess this is why Karine Jean-Pierre is now an independent, because the writing's on the wall. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, a one-day, you know, kind of back-and-forth fight between the most powerful man in the world and the richest man in the world. I'm sorry. I'm kind of nonplussed by it, to be very honest. It just really doesn't mean that much to me, and it seems like that's, oh, what about this fight? Hannity, what are you going to do? You got to, nothing. And I think it's just unrealistic to expect people that are, you know, used to being in charge and getting their way and admitting, like they did a week ago, that they don't agree on everything. They agree about on 80% of things, that they might have a fight.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags hand-sewn to deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now. Support our veterans and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Big news, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. Every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue Single Bottles. To order, call Rescue Product Consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Use code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's code WELLNESS for 33% off, plus 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com today.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, coming up next, we're going to have to get into the Elon versus Trump fight. Yes, I missed it. Well, I didn't miss it. You know what's so crazy? I was on my flight, And when you go from Charlotte to Greensboro, North Carolina, you get on these little tiny, tiny, tiny jets, and they don't have Wi-Fi. So I'm on the flight, and I'm like, you know, touchdown, and I see all these notifications coming on my phone. And I'm thinking, oh, what's going on? And I'm thinking, I'm not late for anything, so I don't really care. So I'm just... I'm sitting on the tarmac thinking, I really want to get off of this tiny plane. It's a little too tiny for me. Anyways, finally get off, and I get in my Uber, I go to the hotel, still, you know, got these notifications, but it's from people with Red Renaissance, you know, my pack. So I'm thinking, all right, maybe something's going on. The pack side, they're excited about a candidate or a district, whatever, whatever. I get to the hotel, check in, look at my phone, and boom, there I see everything with Elon and Trump. So we're going to have to talk about this. I did not talk about it when I was in North Carolina, and I'll tell you why I didn't talk about it. And I do want you to weigh in on it, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So again, coming up next, Elon versus Trump. Robert in the text line says, Kim, what is going on in California looks an awful like an insurrection and or an enemy invasion. You know, Robert, enemy invasion for sure. He says, maybe they should send in the regular army to expel the invaders, then arrest and hold any American citizens involved and charge them accordingly. That'd be great, Robert. And I agree with you. I agree that there are some paid agitators in this fight that are Americans. And we probably saw them at the Black Lives Matter riots and protests. So I probably saw them on college campuses talking about how much they hate the Jewish community. It's the same people. It's like the traveling circus at this point. Joe from Brooklyn Park says, please stop allowing Terrell on air. I can't discriminate based on political views. I can't do that. I just can't do it. All right, coming up next, Elon versus Trump. Also, we're going to get into this fight between Simone Biles and Riley Gaines, the swimmer from Pennsylvania. That got ugly as well. All that and more coming up next.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something,